I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News, in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. The New Mexico House passed the proposed red flag law late Thursday night. The vote was 39-31, which means about five Democrats joined the Republicans in opposing the bill. Once Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signs the law, it would allow law enforcement officers to petition a state district court to order the temporary surrender of firearms if a person is determined to be a risk to themselves or others. We get reaction from Minority Floor Leader, State Representative Jim Townsend of Eddy County.
Probably one of the most interesting comments I heard all night was Damon Eli admitted in testimony on the floor that this bill did infringe upon our Second Amendment rights, but he was still carrying it. You know, that's one part of that bill I can agree with him. It does infringe on our Second Amendment right.
Once the bill becomes law, there could be circumstances where it will be challenged.
What I believe is going to happen is some New Mexican is going to have their guns taken away. They're going to have to get a lawyer. They're going to have to challenge it in court, and then we'll see what constitutional outcome it has. But we did all we could.
Six New Mexico sheriffs also got to testify against the bill, but it fell on deaf ears. Beginning February 28th to March the 1st, the Lincoln County Medical Center will present the 2020 Midwinter Medicine Update Conference to inform clinicians on new research and current treatments in internal medicine, family medicine, and pediatrics. The conference will be at the Inn of the Mountain Gods in Mescalero. The Lake County Medical Center is also one of only three hospitals in the state this year to earn a five-star overall hospital quality rating, which is the highest possible from the Centers for Medicine and Medicaid Services. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.